You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Hello, good morning.
And yes, indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to Thursday. It is Thursday. It is the 29th of September, and it's The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Right, let's take a look, shall we? Just got a few things very quickly this morning relevant to today's date, the 29th of September. And we're going to start off with Inventor's Day today being celebrated in Argentina, Victory of Boqueron Day in Paraguay, and last but not least, and very importantly, today is World Heart Day today.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you.
Knowing I love you so, anyone who had a heart would take me in his arms.
Goodbye, dear. Loving you the way I do, I take you back. Without you, I'd die, dear.
Knowing I love you so, anyone who had a heart would take me in his arms and love me too.
Well, it is World Heart Day today, isn't it? So I thought we would start off with that one this morning. It's a song. It was written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. And it was written by them for Dionne Warwick. And that was in 1963, in January of 1964. Warwick's original recording hit the top 10 in the United States, Canada, Spain, Netherlands, South Africa, Belgium, and in Australia as well. in the United Kingdom, though, the Republic of Ireland and New Zealand, Warwick's recording lost out. Prayed to that one. A cover version by Cilla Black, and her version was a UK number one hit for 3 weeks. That was February to March in 1964. And almost, by the way, the fourth best-selling single of 1964 in the United Kingdom. About 950,000 copies of that sold.
Cara mia, must we say goodbye each time we
There we go. Yes. Cara Mia. And that is a popular song published back in 1954. Became a UK number one. Again, UK number one. And US number 10 hit and gold record for English singer David Whitfield in 1954. And a number four hit for the American rock group Jane Americans, the version we just played. And that was in 1965. Title, by the way, My Beloved in Italian.
I'm The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Call me what you wanna, I'll be what you wanna. I've been here a thousand times. Hey, falling for another, I don't even bother. I could do it all my life. So tell me if you wanna, cause I got this feeling. I wanna hear you say it, cause I can't believe it. With every touch of you, it's like I started dreaming. Guess heaven's not that far away. And I'll be singing la 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 la. You're breaking me la 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 la. You're breaking me la 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 la. You're breaking me la 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 la. I'm just right here dancing around to the rhythm that you play. Singing la 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 la. You're breaking me la 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 la. You're breaking me la 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 la. You're breaking me la 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 la. You're breaking me. You can do whatever, I'll be here forever. Spinning round inside this room. Hey, won't you come on over? I'm a sucker for you, wishing we'll be out here soon. Tell me if you wanna, cause I got this feeling. I wanna hear you say it, cause I can't believe it. With every touch of you, it's like I've started dreaming. Guess heaven's not that far away. And I'll be singing la 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 la. You're breaking me la 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 la. You're breaking me la 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 la. You're breaking me, la 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 la. I'm just right here dancing around to the rhythm that you play when you're breaking my heart. You know that I can't get you out of the system. Yeah, right from the start, you play with my heart, and I'll be singing la 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 la.
That said, that comes from Topic and A7s and Breaking Me. And that has brought us to, we're 15, coming down for 15 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of this success at 6 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. Great to be with you this morning. I guess it's about time we did this, don't you? Yep, get you in the shower on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Thursday. Hope you're going to have a great day. I got quite a busy day ahead of me today and tomorrow as well. Should have stayed in bed. Working my way back to you in the shower this morning from the Spinners.
Man in reality.
as I said, working my way back to you, babe, and that is the spinners in the shower. Get out, come on. Turn into a prune. Oh, I did a lovely thing as well last night. Not too much damage, I must admit. Having a look, I managed to sort of hold it very tight for a while. Trying to separate two frozen hamburgers last night, which was sort of stuck together with the ice straight out of the freezer. So clever me decides to try and part them with a big knife. They parted okay. The big knife found my thumb. So that was fun and games. So that was the second time yesterday, because the parrot drew some blood yesterday as well. Don't worry, she'll be fine. So will I. All the time. This is Zara Larsson.
Summertime and I'm caught in the feeling. Getting high and I'm up on the ceiling. I don't know what you're doing in New York. All I know is you ain't on my bedroom floor. I'm seeing you undressing my room.
The title All the Time, mentioned Zara and Larsson.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone, or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it, just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
'Cause we play
this.
From Palm Springs, reporting for Embassy Sports of America. 20 seconds to the start of the 31st.
There we go. That is yellow. And there they go, off into the distance. It's called The Race.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie. Good evening. Welcome to Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce. Pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables. And tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey? I told you you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but
Dwight.
Aventika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, The Towers.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And the time, I can tell you, it was just 15 seconds after the mid part of the hour. Yes, half past six. I tell you what, we're getting on now for 29 and a half minutes before seven. Looking at some of the Panama news, we will be looking at this, of course, in more detail later on this morning. The Odebrecht case, of course, taking the headlines. The Special Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office asked Judge Baluisa Martinez on Wednesday to reject each of the incidents of nullity, double jeopardy, prescription, lack of jurisdiction, etc., presented by different defense attorneys in the pleadings phase during the preliminary hearing for the bribes paid by Odebrecht. Prosecutor Ruth Mosio said that there were more than 15 incidents which have already been resolved by the court and by higher courts, for which she requested that they be dismissed. However, the prosecutor agreed to declare the double trial of the Uruguayan Mayor Sicurel, sharing the opinion of her lawyer, Geronimo Mejia, insofar as that these same facts and crimes were investigated in her country. In Montevideo, the process followed by Sicurel was archived in 2020. Mosio, in this regard, this is pointing out some of the issues that Judge Martinez previously ruled on the matter and recorded Article 19 of the Parlison. This is about Parlison for, we got to Ricardo Martinelli, together with Juan Carlos Varela, claiming to be deputies of the Central American Parlison, and therefore the task of prosecuting them falls to the Supreme Court of Justice. But in this regard, as I was saying, pointed out that Judge Martinez previously ruled on the matter and recalled that Article 19 of the Parlison's internal regulations states that deputies acquire all the functional prerogatives inherent to the position once they are sworn in. Well, that was it. About 11:18 yesterday morning, the judge closed the preliminary hearing and will now have up to 30 days to decide if the 49 defendants are to be prosecuted. The National Police apprehended in the early hours of Wednesday a person who was possibly involved in the assault on a branch of the savings bank in the Galapagos shopping plaza in front of Via Lucre. The arrest occurred after a raid on a residence in the sector known as La Comena, and this is in the district of El Nesto Cordoba, north of the city. And this took place around about 3 o'clock in the morning. They didn't provide details of the amount of money that was found in the suspect's hands. The assault was on the morning of Tuesday. The thieves escaped. This is the robbery. The thieves escaped in a sedan vehicle, which was later abandoned in the Santa Clara neighborhood in Juan Díaz. 5 pro-government deputies who are part of the Trade and Economic Affairs Commission of the National Assembly were responsible for overthrowing the legislative initiative that sought to repeal Laws 122 of 2019 and 314 of 2022, which grants tax incentives to tourism and that, according to industry insiders, benefit a group of people close to power. The 5 opposed discussing Bill 844, presented on August the 1st by the Minister of Commerce and Industry, Federico Alfaro, after President Laurentino Cortizo promised to push that initiative due to the citizens' pressure. Now, everything happened starting at 10:30 yesterday morning when the Commission began the discussion. So there's more information on that a little bit later on, 8 and 9 o'clock. The Comptroller General of the Republic released his survey, which was made. It's a multi-purpose survey which sought to know what Panamanians think about some issues, such as abortion, the use of cannabis, same-sex unions and sex education in schools. Well, the Comptroller says that the survey was carried out in April, and the sample included 330 1,554 people interviewed. For example, the statistical study showed that 49% of citizens disagree with the approval of laws that promote euthanasia, and 37 said that they agree. The rest didn't respond. Also, 57% of those surveyed agreed with the use of cannabis for medicinal purposes, but 88% said they do not agree with recreational use. Regarding abortion, 76% indicated that they are against modifying the law on abortion so that women decide to have an abortion if it seems that way to them. In any case, while 70% of those interviewed do agree with having sex education in schools. Another topic analysed was that of the LGBTIQ plus community, in which 57% of those surveys indicated that they should have the same rights as the rest of the citizenry, but 77% of those surveyed said they did not agree with legalising unions between people of the same sex. The hall of the American Trade Hotel in Casco, Antigua, was transformed into an innovative catwalk for Panama Fashion Week, the Panamanian Fashion Week, which began on Tuesday. Now, in the room where weddings and other events are held, a catwalk was set up that made the models cross from one side to the other, parading among the attendees. However, it wasn't straight. It was sort of moved around in between the guests. The first day was inaugurated by the Michel Nassar Show, followed by a block of four designers, Nicolas Riel, Paolo Santo, Kuru, and Eda Gonzalez. Just before this block, a video of the Chamber of Fashion and Design of Panama was projected. Well, that's it. Some of those things, we'll be looking at those in a little bit more detail later on this morning, as I said, at 8 and 9 o'clock. If you are keeping an eye on the time right now, we are 23 minutes, and that's before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Some things are meant to be secret and not to be heard. So if I tell you, just keep it and don't say a word. Yeah, when the doors are all closing, it's bound to get out, cause all these bodies are hoping to get addicted to song. Not everything is so primitive, but I'm giving it. If these walls could talk, I hope they wouldn't say anything, because we've seen way too many things. Cause we'd fall from grace, we're falling, yeah, we'd fall from grace. If these walls could talk, I hope they wouldn't say anything, because we've seen way too many things. Cause we'd fall from grace, we're falling, yeah, we'd fall from grace. If these walls could talk, if these walls could talk, if these walls could talk, if these walls could talk. I love your hair in your face, I wouldn't dare let you dump. Don't let the glass go.
Show with Jerry D.
There we go, with two in a row, started off with 5 seconds of summer. That's the full summer, by the way, if you live in the UK. 5 seconds, if you're lucky. If walls could talk. Following on there, Paul McCartney. And that was coming up. Breakfast show time, we are almost exactly 16 minutes before 7 o'clock. And taking a look at some of the items in, relevant to today's date, 29th of September. Incredible, isn't it? 1829, the first public appearance by London's reorganised police force was met with jeers from political opponents. The force became known as Scotland Yard. 1885, the first practical public electric tramway in the world was opened, and this was in Blackpool in England. And the last one for now, 1907, the cornerstone is laid at Washington National Cathedral in the United States Capitol. Niels got a little note. He says, see here, 1990. Hold on, I'm getting my my time machine going. Here we are, 1990, construction of the Washington National Cathedral is completed. And it only took from 1907. Anyway, there we go. Let's go back to the music with the Outfield. Voices of Avalon, the Outfield, and the time is now 11 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock. We are on 89.3 Call FM. We're going to be linking up with Dr. Computer on Zoom in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Do have a special guest coming in the last hour as well. Let me just tell you about that as well. We've got Isabella Fernandez coming in to chat with us, and we're going to be talking about empower women. It's the E-M-P-O-W-O-M, Empower Women, Empower Women, I think it is. It is Empowered Women for Empowered Women, and this is the first edition, apparently. This is taking place on the 13th of October. But anyway, Isabel Fernandez coming in to chat with us in the last hour. All about that, something to look forward to. Now, here is something somewhat different. We'll be right back. great collaboration that one is. It's called Lowdown. Jimmy Summers and Coolio on there. And as you no doubt heard, Coolio sadly passed away yesterday from a cardiac arrest. It was in Los Angeles in California. Just 59 years of age. American rapper, of course, the record producer and an actor, Coolio achieved mainstream success mainly in the mid to late 1990s with his albums It Takes a Thief, which came out in, what, 94, Gangster's Paradise, 1995, and My Soul in 1997. Now, best known for his 1995 Grammy Award-winning hit single, you got it, Gangster's Paradise, as well as other singles, Fantastic Voyage, that was in 94, 1, 2, 3, 4, Something New, and 96, and You, When You Get There, 1997. By the way, he also provided the opening track, Oh, Here It Goes. That was for the 1996 Nickelodeon television series. And, of course, Gangsters, one of the Gangsters Paradise, that was his main hit, and that was, of course, on the soundtrack of the album, which, I'm just looking for it here, best-selling, I've lost it. I did have it, here it is, Gangsters Paradise, and that was the soundtrack for the 1995 Dangerous Minds, there we go. Lost it for in there. So anyway, rest in peace, Coolio. Such a shame. Only 59 years of age.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of cheater little homies wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight. Situation they got me facing, I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the street, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, stress tripping banker, and my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life through a die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know. Tell me. After minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking. It's going on in the kitchen, but I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
We
Coolio and Gangsters at Paradise. Sadly passed away yesterday. Heart attack. I tell you what though, that one, the Gangsters Paradise, listed at number 85, and that's on Billboard's Greatest Songs of All Time, and was the number one biggest selling single of 1995. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are just making our way up to the top of the hour, 7 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
Yes, there we go. That is bringing us up to the top of the hour, 7 o'clock. And just to remind you quickly, as you make your way into work this morning, if you're especially in the Paitia area, don't forget our friends at the Gourmet Store. Now, this is the delicatessen store and speciality foods in Paitia Mall now. Now, Paitia Mall is a strip mall which is next to the Pacific Centre, where you also find the Panama Clinic there. So they're waiting for you there from Monday to Saturday. So if you might want to pop in and pick up yourself a nice hot piece of bread, a warm piece of bread, or some empanadas, something like that. So the Gourmet Store there in Paitia Mall. Now, let's take a look, shall we, at some of the items in the international news this morning. Russia was poised to annex a swathe of Ukraine within days, releasing what it called vote tallies, showing overwhelming support in four provinces to join it after what Ukraine and the West denounced as illegal sham referendums held at gunpoint. On Moscow's Red Square, a stage with giant video screens has been set up with billboards proclaiming Donetsk, Luhansk, Zaporizhzhia, Kherson, Russia. The head of the upper house of the Russian parliament said it could consider the incorporation of the four partially occupied regions on October the 4th. This is 3 days before President Vladimir Putin's 70th birthday. Sweden's Coast Guard said on Thursday that it had discovered a fourth gas leak on the damaged Nord Stream pipelines earlier this week after ruptures first reported on Monday sent gas spewing into the Baltic Sea. The European Union suspects sabotage was behind the leaks on the subsea Russian pipeline to Europe and has promised a robust response to any intentional disruption of its energy infrastructure. Russia's foreign ministry on Thursday said that the ruptures to the Nord Stream pipelines that have caused gas leaks off the coasts of Denmark and Sweden occurred in territory that is fully under the control of the United States intelligence agencies. Foreign ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova told a pro-Kremlin broadcast that Washington had full control over the waters around Denmark and Sweden, where four leaks had been detected on the Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 pipelines, which cross the floor of the Baltic Sea between Russia and Germany. Hurricane Ian, one of the mightiest to hit the United States mainland in recent years, flooded communities and left more than 2 million homes and businesses without power as it battered Florida's Gulf Coast with howling winds, torrential rains, and raging surf. By Thursday morning, Ian had wrecked weakened into a tropical storm and was trekking across Florida, leaving Gulf Coast residents to pick up the pieces. But it was still expected to produce strong winds, heavy rains, and storm surge across portions of Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas, the U.S. National Hurricane Center has said. British Prime Minister Liz Truss broke her silence on Thursday following nearly a week of chaos in financial markets triggered by her plans for tax cuts, saying she was willing to take controversial decisions to reignite growth. Then a day after the Bank of England revived its bond buying program in an emergency move to protect pension funds from the potential partial collapse, Truss blamed the upheaval on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which has caused inflation to spike around the world. And Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro once said that only God could remove him from power. On Sunday, polls suggest he may need a miracle to keep him there. A career politician turned self-styled outsider, the tough-talking Bolsonaro was elected in 2018 on vows to clean up Brazil's graft-stained politics and modernize its economy. The far-right former army captain now faces the unthinkable, a possible first-round loss to his most despised rival, leftist former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Bolsonaro has done all he can to avoid that fate. He has repeatedly and baselessly cast doubt on Brazil's voting system. He has changed the constitution to let him shower cash on the country's poor, and he has forged costly alliances with the centrist politicians that he and his base once maligned. Yet so far, all has been in vain. And lastly, as I just mentioned, Grammy-winning rapper Coleo died on Wednesday after being found unresponsive at a friend's Los Angeles home, the New York Times reported. As I say, he was just 59. Coleo, born artist Leon Ivy Jr., was best known, of course, for the one we just played, the 1995 single Gangsta's Paradise, from the album of the same name. That song, a massive hit, featured in the film Dangerous Minds, won a Grammy Award for Best Rap Solo Performance the following year. And that's it. There's our look for the moment. That's some of the things in the international news. We'll look at the international business news at the bottom of the hour, the financial markets, etc. And in between the two, we'll take a look at the weather. And let's take a look. The blinds, the blinds open, so it's a cloudy morning this morning. I mean, it's very accurate, you know. Really, our weather forecast here is very accurate. We'll be taking a look and seeing what the waves are like, whether you should, well, it's going to rock the boat or not.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
I don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Ever since our voyage of love began, your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Hughes Corporation and Rock the Boats. And a very good morning. Just a couple of good mornings this morning. Good morning to Mary Lou. And also to Rosita, lovely to hear from you guys this morning. Nice to know that you're out there. And I tell you, Mary Lou was listening earlier on when I said I sort of stabbed myself with a knife trying to separate two frozen hamburgers, and they unstuck themselves and the knife into the end of my thumb. But it's not too bad. I managed to sort of hold it. It's quite deep, but I managed to hold it tight for quite some time, and then we sort of kept an eye on it. It's okay. Mary Lou says, well, what happened to Lala? This is Lala the parrot. Well, she bit me, but you know, she normally just sort of holds my finger with her beak, and it's about force 3 or 4, if that. And the thing is that when she sees the good lady, she goes into attack mode. So she was holding my finger, say, with about a force 3 bite. And then Christina came out. She saw Christina, and it went from force 3 or 4 to force 10. you got to laugh, really, haven't you? Well, perhaps not. This is Harry Styles on The Breakfast Show.
Things haven't been quite the same. There's a haze on the horizon, babe. It's only been a couple of days and I miss you. Yeah. When nothing really goes to plan, you tore or break your camera. I'll do everything I can to help you through. If you're feeling down, I just wanna make you happier, baby. Wish I was around, I just wanna make you happier, baby. We've been doing all this lately.
Like, hey. We toasting and we cheers, all your girls are here. Something ain't right if you're young. It's crazy if it's that one to take you down. So you can feel the fight till the dawn. The energy is flowing, it keeps us glowing. So we don't need no less, why do you? I'm talking to you, girl, it's a new world.
Stay with me from Calvin Harris there, featuring, of course, Justin Timberlake, got him in there, Halsey, and of course, Pharrell Williams. And that's it. And so proceeding, that was Harry Styles and Late Night Talking. And talking, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look at the weather for today. And we've got Mary Lou's weather report in. To quote, it says, it's way too hot today. And I believe I'm about to faint. Don't do that. All right? She's wishing everybody a great Thursday. Now, also to say good morning to Renee and Rick. They dropped us a little line today. They're up at bright and breezy this morning. Says, good morning. Been up since 3:30 a.m. On way to the airport. Long day ahead of us as they make their way off to Greece. Rick's got a job out there in Greece. Life is harder. Right, back to the weather. Let's see what's in store for us. We're going to start off, as we do, over in the province of Cologne, and see what's happening on that side. Costa Riva, 23 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 28 being the minimum. 28 being the thermal... I think they've got that wrong. That's 28 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation. Let's see if they've got anything different for the afternoon. No, that's what they've got. Relative humidity at 83%. Right. Let's see, they've got isolated showers during the course of the morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon over there in Cologne, and partially cloudy to night. Now let's move on, shall we? Let's take a look and see what's happening in West Panama over on this side of the isthmus. 30 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature, 23 minimum. Thermal sensation 36 degrees Celsius, and 83% is the relative humidity. Cloudy this morning, rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. Now, for us here in the metropolitan area, we've got 29 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, 24 the minimum. Thermal sensation 35 degrees centigrade, by the way, but isn't too bad, with 84% the relative humidity. We've got isolated showers during the course of the morning, isolated rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and it's going to be cloudy tonight. Moving out to the Perlis Islands, out into the Gulf of Panama, we've got 28 degrees Celsius, maximum temperature 25, the minimum. Again, pleasant thermal sensation at 35 degrees Celsius, 93% though, the relative humidity out there towards the Perlis Islands. Rain with thunderstorms during the course of the morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and rain and thunderstorms returning tonight. So there we go. There's the forecast. Moving on to maritime issues. See, looking at the map, we've got no sea conditions today. But let's take a look at the tides for today. Starting on the Pacific, we've got two high tides and one low tide. High tide was at 5:42 this morning, and that was 5.12 meters. Low tide will be at 12:01. All right, 12:01 p.m. 0.03 of a metre, and the last high tide, that's going to be at 6:07 tonight, that'll be 4.91 metres. On the Caribbean, we got a full set, we got high tide, that was at 4:35 this morning, and that was 0.12 of a metre. Low tide will be in around about 47:46, so in around about 25 minutes time, I guess. 7:46, that'll be 0.09 of a metre, the low tide. The next second high tide will be at 3:23 in the afternoon, 0.37 of a metre. And the last low tide, that will be at minus 0.03 of a metre. All right, minus 0.03 of a metre. Now, as I said, we've got, for the actual sea conditions, I'm just going to do a refresh and see if anything changes. Refresh. And let's take a look. Maritime condition. No, we got nothing for you so far this morning. It's not loaded up. I might check it a little bit later on and see if we can find that info for you. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're coming down to 22.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Don't forget, All Being Well, we'll be linking up with Dr. Computer in the 8 o'clock hour today. And a special guest coming in the last hour of this morning's program. And I'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. As for now, let's get back to the music, shall we? Scorpions. Humanity is what it's called. You listen to the lyrics.
Humanity, auf Wiedersehen, it's time to say goodbye. The party's over as the laughter dies, an angel cries. Humanity, it's au revoir to your insanity. You sold to feed your vanity. Your fantasies and lies. You're a drop in the rain, just a number, not a name. If you don't see it,
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Little Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Valley Motors.
Me la voy a dar toda pa' un VIP. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirarnos un selfie. Say cheese.
Ay, no, Mónica, en este celular ni se ve para hacer el selfie.
Ay, sí, es que se me cayó el otro día.
Si la pantalla de tu iPhone 11, 12 o 13 está rota o rajada y deseas cambiarla, aprovecha el DataSurf Black Week del 12 al 30 de septiembre y te brindamos un 5% de descuento en su reparación. También aplica para baterías. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram, @DataSurfPanamá, y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataSurf, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. As we're making our way, today is Thursday, we're sort of making our way, aren't we, towards the weekend. It's about time to think about, oh, let's go out for dinner. And you can do that tonight, tomorrow night. I'll tell you what, Saturday night, don't forget our friends at Frank's Place. They have live music every Saturday. Now, this is like being in a Hollywood movie with a perfect Italian-American touch to disconnect from the city for a special time. Frank's Place, that's live music, I say, every Saturday. You can book now on 394-6998. 394-6998 or 6320-1013. 6320-1013. That's their WhatsApp, and you can make a booking on there as well. It's located in downtown. This is a little strip mall just as you come off of Costa del Este, off of the Corridor Sol. Keep immediately to your right. There's a little slip lane there. Take the first right. It's not very far, and then that's where you'll find the little downtown plaza. So there you are, that's Frank's Place. Go along, check it out. It's great, great fun, tell you. Now, let's get back, shall we, and see what is happening in the world of finance. Big money. And a lot happening, of course, with the problems with the UK and their budget that they came out with. Sterling and the euro fell on Thursday, and the US dollar clawed back a recent dip as relief at the Bank of England's intervention in bond markets as that faded. Investors also awaited German inflation data as well. The British currency jumped the most since mid-June on Wednesday after the Bank of England announced an emergency bond buying plan to shore up a gilt market that had been in freefall with the pound. But in the face of nagging doubts about Britain's economic management and the outlook for global growth, sterling was 1% lower at $0.0776 of a dollar. It's difficult to work that out when you have to read it like that. So anyway, let's basically put it this way. Almost $1.08. That was at 7.51 GMT today. And the euro weakened 1% to 0.9642. Okay, that's the dollar. And so the US dollar regained its footing. Oil prices fell on Thursday with a stronger dollar, pairing the previous day's more than 3% gain, or rather $3 gain, through losses that were capped by indications that the OPEC Plus producer group might cut output. Why would you cut output when everybody's craving for oil? Oh, don't ask. Put the price up. Brent crude futures fell $1.18, or 1.3%, to $88.14 a barrel. That was by 8.23 GMT. And US crude futures dropped by $1.11, or 1.4%, to $81.04. Both benchmarks rebounded in the previous two sessions from nine-month lows earlier in the week, buoyed by a temporary dive in the dollar index and a larger-than-expected U.S. fuel inventory drawdown. Well, once unthinkable, mobile phones could go dark around Europe this winter if power cuts or energy rationing knocks out parts of the mobile networks across the region. Russia's decision to halt gas supplies via Europe's key supply route in the wake of the Ukraine conflict has increased the chances of power shortages. In France, the situation has been made worse by several nuclear power plants shutting down for maintenance. Porsche AG shares made a strong start on Thursday after Volkswagen defied volatile markets to list the sports car brand at a valuation of 75 billion euros. And in Germany, this was the second biggest market debut ever. Volkswagen priced Porsche AG shares at the top end of the indicated range and raised 19.5 billion euros from the flotation to fund the group's electrification drive. Porsche AG stock was trading up at 4.6% from the issue price of €82.50 at 9.27. China's central bank has asked major state-owned banks to be prepared to sell dollars for the local unit in offshore markets as it steps up efforts to stem the yuan's descent, four sources with knowledge of the matter have said. State banks were told to ask their offshore branches, including those based in Hong Kong, New York and London, to review their holdings of the offshore yuan and ensure US dollar reserves are ready to be deployed. Three of the sources who declined to be identified told Reuters. A surge in borrowing costs and a likely slowdown in economic growth threaten to trigger a sell-off in Britain's housing market, with consequences for personal wealth and the broader economy that could resonate for decades. The tumultuous unveiling of the country's new economic strategy has left lenders scrambling to keep up with wild swings in the sterling funding markets that determine what mortgage rates they offer to homeowners, whose sense of wealth is untimely tied to the value of their property. I did hear yesterday that we have building societies over there. They're like banks, but they deal specifically mainly with mortgages, and they've been cancelling some of the deals that are in the pipeline with people, so that not being able to move. It's getting quite serious. Amazon.com Inc.'s warehouse and transportation workers will receive an increased average starting pay of more than $19 per hour from $18, the world's largest online retailer said on Wednesday. The wage hike would help the company attract and retain workers in a tightening U.S. labor market as the peak season for gifting gets underway. Amazon said that the pay hikes would cost the company nearly $1 billion over the next year. More than $19 an hour. I'm off. I'll go and fill the packages up, shall I? Apparently it's really quite hard work. Like this. This is Crowded House on The Breakfast Show.
Turn right over to the TV page. Hey now.
that is James Blunt, or as he was then, Captain James Blunt, and So Long, Jimmy. And that was following on from Crowded House, as I mentioned, and Don't Dream It's Over. Good morning to, say good morning to Jessica. Good morning to you, Jessica. She dropped us a little line. Actually, in fact, she sent me a link, and because we were talking about covers the other day, and she says, hi, Jerry. So you were talking about covers yesterday. I remembered this guy. Josh Krasnicki, cover of At Last. And I just sort of followed the link. It's a YouTube link, because I hadn't heard him before, or this version. It is, he was singing, say, to James's At Last extremely well. It really is a good cover. The only thing is, I can't play it, needless to say, because it's said America's Got Talent, I think. So that would be a copyright issue. I'm having a look to see if I can find that, if he's sort of made an actual recording of it yet. So I will look around for that, Jessica, because it really is good. He's got an amazing, amazing voice. I'll look at some of his music. And also, don't forget, we will be linking up in probably around about 45 minutes' time with Dr. Computer. Alex Newman, talk a little bit about tech this morning with Alex. And as I mentioned earlier, we do have a guest coming in on the last hour today. We're going to be talking about empowering women. Yep, we are indeed. We're going to be talking with Isabel Fernandez. And it's an event coming up. It says the purpose of this event is to educate and raise awareness about the position of women in society. And we want to publicize success stories of women who can offer, thanks to their own experience. I tell you what, I mean, it's, let's face it, if you look at politics, I mean, look, who is the head of the European Union? Von der Leyen. And, you know, we had, well, we've got some really good leaders. I'm not so sure about Liz Truss over in the UK at the moment. She's not having exactly a good start, I'm afraid. Women in politics, women in any business, really, should be there. You know, when anybody is trying to do anything, to be perfectly honest, sex, your gender or sexuality or anything like that should never count. I mean, it's, if you're good and you can do the job, you get the job. And you should get the same pay as well. That's my little bit for right now. But that's what we're going to be talking about a little bit later on this morning in the last hour. Music-wise, let's say Mary Lou. Mary Lou drops her line. I told you earlier she was wishing everybody a very happy Thursday. She asked if we could play a piece of music for her. It's called Heartless. It comes from Heart. Don't forget, today is World Heart Day as well. So look after it, all right? You need it.
See you.
There we go, that one's from Mary Lou this morning. Harvest from Heart. There we go. And if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're exactly 13 minutes right now before 8 o'clock. No, we're not. We're 8 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I often play, as you know, one of my favourite artists, Gary Moore, especially his guitar work. But the thing is, he's also known for some really, really good ballads. And when I was rummaging through the records last night, I came across this one, which I hadn't played for a while. It's called With Love from Gary Moore. It's quite a long track, but I'm going to play it all this morning because it's incredibly good.
A summer rain like teardrops on my window. Me of a town so long ago, and through each drop of rain I see in my heart you'll always be. I pray you will remember me with love. Now you
Tell you, 7 minutes of sheer bliss. Gary Moore, and that's With Love. Remember, time on the Breakfast Show. We're coming up to the top of the hour, so it's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Good evening. Welcome to Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce, pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables, and tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey, I told you you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, The Towers.
Mi amor, qué bien que llegaste. ¿Lista para ver la serie?
Claro que sí. Déjame prender la computadora.
Oye, pero eso como que se ve mal.
Ay, sí, hace varios días. No sé qué le pasa.
Y se escucha bien raro.
Ah, eso lo tiene hace rato. Tampoco sé por qué.
Si tu equipo está fallando pero no sabes qué le sucede, tráelo a DataServe y te damos un diagnóstico. Aprovecha el DataServe Black Week del 12 al 30 de septiembre y te brindamos un 25% de descuento en el costo del diagnóstico. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram, @DataServePanamá, y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataServe, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemp Perrier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemp Perrier the fencing specialist through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at tiendas intemperie.
Cuidemos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call. Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I wanna dance with
that's what she wants.
I want that man.
Deborah Harry.
I want that man.
Paul McHugh.
That
was preceded by The Clash and Rock the Casbah. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, of course, on your radio.
Good morning, Panama!
Good morning,
Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, Ian has hit Florida. My parents are without electricity. They're without internet. My sister's there helping them make sure everything's getting okay. They said some of the cage blew away and that they had my aunt and uncle who had a house closer to the beach area had been staying with them, but they seem to be doing all right. At least I talked to them yesterday. I'm waiting for her to try to talk to them again today because power lines and whatnot are still down and I haven't been able to get through yet with the telephones. Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. You all have any family in there and up the coastline, you keep your fingers crossed. Make sure they protect themselves and get out of the way of that thing, because Ian is just blasting through there. Whew. My parents said it had been 23 years they've lived in that house, and that's the first hurricane that ever hit them directly. Nokomis, according to my parents, that in Seminole means safe water. Well, safe water for up to 23 years, so we'll hope, keeping my fingers crossed and everybody's prayers. It's a foggy morning. It looks like, yeah, big foggy morning. Foggy Mountain Boys, yeah, that's what the kind of morning we should be having as the Foggy Mountain Boys. And chilly. I had to wear long pants again. What the heck? I'm just getting used to this nice, beautiful, sunny weather. Then, boom, the weather drops again, and off it goes. The flowers don't seem to mind it. Everything seems to be looking pretty good. The cook took some of the seeds that were growing from one of these plants that we had kind of so-called allowed to jump into the car when we drove by, and she's planting those all over, getting more seeds, more flowers, more things going around. Beautiful. Ah, it's such a fresh morning. Again, no air conditioning needed. Yee-haw for all of those of you. Yes, yes, yes. My big fig pots are getting ready. I'm going to try to fill those this weekend and get them moving around because I got to roll them around depending on the sun until we can find a place. They can't pot them yet and can't quite plant them yet because it's too wet. I have to wait until it dries and make sure that the mound is pretty high up and movable and get them a lot of sunshine. Well, that is your Finca report for the day. Tomorrow is Yeehaw Freaky Friday Fun Facts. I'm looking forward to it, too. I have no idea what I'll say to you. I made a rhyme. It's no crime. All right, back to you in the studio.
Storm out, waiting for the thaw out, on a full moon night in the Rocky Mountain winter. My wine bottle's low,
going out to Ingrid's family up there in Florida and everybody else that's listening up there in Florida. That's REO Speedwagon and Riding the Storm Out, which I guess what most of you are doing up there will keep safe, all right? If you didn't weren't able to evacuate, then just hunker down, find somewhere safe. And it's a very good morning to Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. I'm just sort of feeling sorry for that. I mean, that, have you seen the videos of that storm up there? I have.
And my heart goes out to everybody in the region, not just Florida, but places like Georgia and New Orleans and all the places that are being affected by all of this. South Carolina, there's a lot of places being either affected or getting ready to be affected by all of this extreme weather, and I hope that that they can, you know, weather this storm as best as possible.
Yeah, and let's keep our fingers crossed, because you know we're very lucky here. They sort of bypass us. They don't get too close to us. We do get sort of like the winds and the rain coming in, and then, like, you know, what we can expect, I guess, and perhaps later today, tomorrow, it'll be nice and sunny here because all the sort of all the crap gets sucked up by the storm and takes it to Florida.
Pretty much, pretty much. Kind of the opposite of the usual, but yeah, there's the sun is out right now, at least in my part of town, and the sky's pretty blue and nice. It had been raining a lot the past couple of days, and it was really you know, bad weather, but right now it's looking pretty lovely. And in fact, I would ask you to play Mr. Blue Sky later, maybe when I walk my dog.
I could play Walk Your Dog. I mean, it's
That too.
Yeah. Walking my dog. It brings back memories.
But in the meantime, I thought we might want to talk about, you know, things that we can do to prepare, either if we're going to be traveling to somewhere with, you know, these kinds of weather events being more, you know, frequent, or if you just want to be safe in your own home here in Panama, or if you live, you know, in another part of the country that has maybe a more extreme microclimate. It's always good to, you know, have a bag that you can reach, you know, easily. I have one myself with some things that you can carry with you in case of an emergency like that. Mm-hmm. People call it go bags or bug out bags and things like that. And it's always important to have something to, you know, just grab and go that has all the basic stuff. And there's a great guide on the FEMA website, and the New York City website as well has a few guides. And they usually take care of things like, you know, emergency kits, like first aid kits and matches and things like that. But I think we could focus on some of the tech stuff that we might want to bring with us. For example, you know, everybody just grabs their cell phone and just walks out the door most days because we use that to communicate with everything. But in the case of an emergency like this, where everybody's out of power for several days or whatever, it's not a bad idea to have one of these power banks. I got this recently. It's already fully charged at 100%. It's got a nice indicator there. And it can charge my laptop, it can charge my phone, it works with any USB-powered devices and so on. And these devices have gone down not only in cost, but also in size and weight, because of something called gallium nitride, which I think we talked about a couple of years back on the show. I have this adapter, for example, that replaces the one that originally came with my laptop, but it's half the size, half the weight, and it also powers not only my laptop, but other, you know, two more devices as well. So you might want to look into, you know, having an adapter for that. Another one that I usually carry, but in my suitcase, is one that has the different plugs for all the
travel,
different countries and so on, which is good if you're traveling to have something like that as well. I was asked the other day if keeping a cell phone in that bag is a good idea, and I would tell you that it is, in case It's like an old cell phone that you can separate the battery from it and not have it within the phone. You know, those $10, $15, $20 standard phones whose battery lasts for a week or whatever. That's a good idea. If it's a smartphone, an old smartphone that you have, I think the best thing that you can do is to charge it to about 60 to 80% of its full battery. Because if you leave it at 100% for a very long time, the battery could either discharge or it could swell. So it's not a bad idea to check on these bags at least, you know, 3-4 times a year, just to make sure that if you have anything with batteries in it, that they haven't gone bad, swollen or anything like that, because they can go bad. And if it's a smartphone, it's got a lithium battery, and those can be a fire hazard. And I think the last thing you want to have is your emergency bag catching fire and creating the emergency it was supposed to avoid in the first place.
I said, well, there's a couple of things. I mean, firstly, one of the issues in this case is that a lot of the areas in Florida that have been affected, of course, they have no internet either. They have no means of communication. And the other thing, see, because I was watching a video on YouTube yesterday by a guy who does a lot of reviews on new phones or whatever. And what I found amazing is apparently these people, they have special racks and they keep the phones going back donkey's years. And this guy started up because he found out that when he checked here, he's looking at his phones, that one of his phones has swollen up. And he checked another one that had found another one that had swollen up, and another one, and another one, and another one, and every one of them was a Samsung.
Okay.
And they're saying Samsung has got a problem. And when he addressed it with Samsung, they sent the phone back, and then he got no communication. They didn't say anything. They didn't say about whether they're going to send his phone back or give him a replacement or what. But apparently they're trying to cover this up.
I haven't heard about it, but I do know that Samsung, I think, buys their batteries from LG Chemical, which is another Korean company as well. And they also have two or three other providers. So I think something like this was what happened with the Note 7, that a certain manufacturer of a certain batch had issues because the specs weren't followed properly or whatever. But I'm sure they're going to probably do something about that. But
well, it's going back years. Because what happened was he got in touch with the other guys that are also telephone reviewers. And they said exactly the same thing. Every single one of the phones that had, of their collection, which had expanded, was Samsung.
Okay. And, well, we'd have to check as well if they were stored properly with the, you know, the amount of charge and so on. For example, this is my previous phone. This is a Samsung S20, and I've got a couple of others going back years, and I haven't ever had a problem with a swollen battery.
Well, I
did change the battery once or twice on some of these phones, but I haven't had that issue yet.
And what is more, when he checked, he found that his foldable phone, same thing.
Oh, wow.
And then it wasn't just one guy. He got in touch with a couple of others that I've watched before as well, and they're all saying same problem. So I think, you know, like Alex said, you know, just be careful how you charge it. I mean, in fact, I don't even like leaving my phones on charge overnight if I can help it. I try and charge them when I'm around. So, good maintenance.
Yeah, a lot of the phones have even built-in intelligence nowadays to slow down the charge after they've charged past 80%, because that will make the battery last a little bit longer. So it's not a bad idea to, as you say, keep an eye out on, you know, the charging process and so on. And it's good to be on top of that and check your devices every couple of months for swelling, especially if they have some sort of lithium ion battery. One thing that you should check as well is your remotes. I've got remotes like, for example, the one for the air conditioner that since I don't use it that much, I'm always opening up the back and checking the batteries for leakage or whatever, because since you basically sip power by turning this on or off once or twice, you know, every day or so. They don't drain as fast as they're supposed to, so there's more of a chance for the electrolyte inside to eat through the casing and, you know, leak all over the place. So
not a bad idea.
I'm
sick to death of changing remote controls because mm-hmm. the batteries don't last as long as their charge does. And when mm-hmm. you buy these batteries, they, you know, they're fine until you put them in equipment. You look at the mm-hmm. thing, is it valid until 2030 or something ridiculous? But once you put them in your device, and what I've taken, you know, I have a labeler. What I do now is I label my batteries as to when I then put the batteries in. I've got two air conditioners in spare rooms. I always make a point of taking the batteries out. But the thing is, this happened. They're not supposed to leak. And this is a particular one. I mean, there's the silver ones, which I've had very, very little problem with. But the other ones, the sort of coppery colored ones, they're a pain in the ass. And I've had it happen also. Here in my study, I have a smoke alarm, needless mm-hmm. to say, which runs mm-hmm. on one of the square 9-volt batteries,
mm-hmm.
which is supposed to be in there ad infinitum
mm-hmm.
because it's running all the time. Mm-hmm. And guess what? That leaked as well.
Mm. Yeah, so it's not a bad idea to check your, you know, battery status 3 or 4 times a year
mm-hmm.
on all your devices, especially for leakage in the case of alkalines and for swelling in the case mm-hmm. of lithium
mm-hmm.
ion.
Mm-hmm.
It's always important to do that.
And anyway, look, you mentioned a few points that we could talk about today. Apple, I saw this as well. They've called off their plans to increase production of the new phone.
Can you repeat that? It got cut off for a second.
And so it says here that your pals at Apple called off their plans to increase the iPhone 14 already. It's only just come out.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things that I noticed in the news this morning was that they were planning to increase their production by a couple of million units, and it looks like demand wasn't as high as they expected. So what happened was they stopped the plans on increasing production and will stick with what they have right now. This also made their shares go down by a bit. So that's going to be an interesting set of circumstances for Apple coming forward. And also, there's the fact that we haven't still heard about the international editions, if they're going to come out with a SIM tray version. We did talk about that a couple of weeks back on, you know, how some of our local providers are working on implementing the electronic SIM variant so that not only Apple's phone, but everybody else's who's supporting electronic SIMs will work in our country. So hopefully by the end of the year, beginning of next year, we'll have the chance. But otherwise, if you're looking to buy an iPhone 14, it's better to sit tight and wait till you get the international version, which will have the SIM tray available.
Hmm. Expanded memory as well?
I don't think so. I don't think they're going to allow that because it's... They've usually said that it's a matter of not finding a good provider of micro SD cards that are fast enough to keep up with the phone itself, which I don't think that's correct. I've seen very good examples from Kingston and other manufacturers that are way faster.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they're so fast that they can be used in devices like the PlayStation 5, mm-hmm. for example, which mm-hmm. requires extremely high speeds. And there's also the fact that they sell iCloud storage, and a lot of people don't know what to do when their phone fills up, so they start buying iCloud storage, so that's another revenue stream for them. The truth is there are two things that you can do to avoid having to pay large iCloud fees, and the first one is you can get yourself a micro SD card reader that goes into the Lightning port,
mm-hmm.
and then you can move stuff to that micro SD card. That's one way to do it. The other way, I have a device. It was on my desk a bit. Maybe it's somewhere in the back, but it also plugs into the Lightning connector, and it functions as external storage that you can copy files.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as easy as it is on Android, where anything you plug into the USB port gets recognized pretty much immediately. But it is some, it is easy enough to copy your photos and files and everything to that so that you can free up space on your phone and not have to pay additional fees.
Yeah, I mean, I concur with you. I don't think speed is the issue. And if you're learning about these micro SDs and the SD cards, they are numbered as to the capabilities of the things. Some of them are faster and some of them slower. Yes, obviously you pay a little bit more for the faster ones, but if you're working with, not necessarily so much photography, but certainly with video, and you want to keep it on the external storage, then obviously look for a faster card. But for me, I like, because, you know, even if you've got 126 or 100 memory in the phone, I've got a 256 microchip in there, which I like because it keeps my phone clean of everything. It's a little bit like, you know, how we like to put things on Dropbox. It keeps your actual machine freer.
Yeah, and you can do that with Dropbox. You can do it with OneDrive. Sure. You can use it, Google Drive. Amazon used to have that as well, but now they're just limiting to photos, and they're charging for video. So that's going to be an interesting dynamic going forward to see how they compete with each other in that regard. I, for one, have both OneDrive and Amazon Photos because of the Amazon Prime thing and the OneDrive for the Office 365 subscription. Plus, I also have Google Photos. So I feel like I'm pretty well covered when it comes to backing up my photos and so on. So I don't worry much about that. That being said, I can understand how some people might not want to, upload their stuff to the cloud. So having an external USB drive, which is something that also should go in your bug out bag. You should have USB drives to copy information to and from as well, including with your documents, your ID, titles, properties, whatever, everything that you can. You should also have that there for whatever reason. But yeah, one of the things that people hate about the iPhone's Lightning port is that even if you do get one of those devices to connect to it to free up space, it's still going to be limited to USB 2.0 speeds as opposed to USB 3 or USB 4 speeds. So even though the phone itself can do 4K video at 60 frames per second or even higher than that, it takes hours to get minutes worth of video out of an iPhone. So, be sure to keep that in mind when freeing up space. I've had people, for example, have phones so full that they have to do it in batches because the battery runs out before they're able to copy everything off of the phone. Let's keep that in mind as well. Oh, and by the way, one other thing that you should definitely keep in your bag: fresh working USB cables for all your devices. I can't tell you how many times I've gone somewhere, I know I have my external charger or whatever available, but then I forget, oh, this one uses a USB-C or so on. So it's really important to make sure that you have all the cables that you need for that.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. And something else I was going to say, it's gone. It'll come back when we're in the middle of talking about something else, but it was something about keeping with you. It's just going back to a conversation we had before. Make sure, if you are going somewhere where you've not been before, and it may be that you haven't got back, you can always download maps and have them on your phone as well. I tell you what, the other thing which is interesting that you brought up was this in this piece about India and VPNs.
Yeah, that was interesting. I found out this morning that the government in India gave VPN providers there, at least I think it was 3 months notice, where they would be obligated to keep at least 5 years worth of data for their users, including, what kind of access they were doing, what websites they were accessing, the customer's name, their information, and so on. And a lot of VPN providers said, you know what, sure, we're going to get ready for that. And they just took their servers and left. they left the country, and other providers said, okay, we're going to comply, but we're only going to comply in, you know, certain circumstances, and we're going to, you know, try to work around it. And I think that the smartest thing that some of these VPN providers did was they bought IP addresses that are assigned to India, but they set up their servers in neighboring Singapore and other countries so that you can still use the VPN with an Indian IP address, even though the server physically itself is not in India. And there's a lot of security analysts worried about this because doesn't seem to be a stellar track record of privacy being respected in some countries, and when things like these happen, well, you know, people are definitely worried about their privacy and how their data is being used and so on. And VPNs are usually in most cases used to preserve that privacy, especially in places where there's like dictatorships or there's crackdowns on journalism and so on. So it's going to be interesting to see how this moves forward, because VPN access inside India, you know, using Indian IP addresses is going to be quite limited in that regard.
I mean, I thought the whole idea of a VPN was nobody could see where you were doing or what you were doing or who you were connecting to. So the VPN people can see them then?
They could if they wanted to. But in most cases, and the more respected ones, such as NordVPN, ExpressVPN, and so on, they actually have audit firms like KPMG and Deloitte and so on make sure that they actually don't keep any records of their customers' information and their browsing habits or anything like that. What they do is they create these virtual servers that are just running in memory and not storing anything on physical hard drives or flash storage. So that if push comes to shove, they just turn everything off and it's all gone completely. It's never stored. And, some providers will store some information, such as your billing information or whatever, but in a completely different system than the one they use for access. So that, for example, I could, if I do an investigation, know that Jerry is a VPN user, but I wouldn't be able to tell what he used it for, when he used it, what devices he used it with, and so on. So I think these, you know, the better VPN providers do not only a very good job of protecting people's privacy in that regard, but they also make sure that, you know, that their systems are protected in the best way possible as well. So, you know, if you want to watch that latest Bollywood movie that wasn't available on Netflix here in Panama with your VPN, you might have to jump through some hoops to actually get to it. But I'm sure it's probably available anyway.
But I mean, this is the thing, is that what is basically, I mean, like you just mentioned, I mean, if I use a VPN, it's invariably because I want access to BBC iPlayer, or I want to get to the American Disney or Netflix or whatever, like you mentioned. So what other uses would people have for it, really? I mean, what is the necessity for a VPN?
There are several legitimate uses. I mean, there are definitely actors that will try to use VPN technology to hide their origin in order to, you know, do damage to third parties. That's something that you can't really avoid. But there are many legitimate uses besides watching stuff that's not available in your local streaming service. For example, I sometimes have to test that websites are accessible from several parts of the world because of the work that I do. So what I do is I bounce my connection off of other servers, in this case VPN servers, in different countries around the world. That way I can make sure that your pbcpanama.com or thebreakfastshow.com.pa is available from, let's say, India or any other place where we have an audience. I can also measure things like latency and speed. And I can say, you know what, we're having issues because our website users in Australia are experiencing some sort of a delay or whatever, and I can compensate for that. I can take action because I can see what it looks like from another point of view. You can also use it to, for example, limit the access of certain information that you provide to the public, but still be able to access it when you're outside that country. Let's say you were a store that can sell things locally. Let's say it was some sort of controlled substance or whatever, and there's legislation in place in your country to sell it, and you need to check that the website is working and the e-commerce is working and so on, but for legal reasons you don't allow people from other countries to access the website, but you need to diagnose it. So you might want to use a VPN that so that you're still accessing it from within the country and, you know, being able to do that. And I'm sure we could think of other, you know, different scenarios where the need to have a connection appear from one place instead of another is necessary. And I understand the Indian government's reasons behind, you know, keeping tabs on, you know, these connections, because they can sometimes be used for, bad purposes. But that would mean that we'd have to outlaw hammers because they can be used for hitting people over the head with. So I think they should do a better job of, you know, protecting, you know, systems and educating the public and so on, so that closing VPNs wouldn't be necessary.
But also, I mean, you know, I've had it a few times when I've sort of been sort of surfing around, that you go to a particular website and it says you're using a VPN. Unless you turn it off, you don't get access. So, I mean, people can tell then if a VPN is being used.
They usually can't, not directly, because traffic is traffic. So what would happen is that sometimes they'll have firms that are investigating sources of traffic and listing the IP addresses of these VPN servers as VPN servers, so that they, you know, services can subscribe to these lists and pay for them, and they can tell from the origin of the IP that it is in fact a VPN server. Again, VPN providers are usually buying and renting different IP address ranges, so that if you change cities or if you disconnect and reconnect, you might be able to get through. Now the more aggressive streaming services like Netflix are even looking at how the traffic is tagged, so that if it comes from an IP address that's assigned to like a data center, they think, oh, it's probably a VPN, and they'll tell you that. They'll say you're using a proxy or a VPN. But if it's a residential IP address, then they'll let it through. So what some companies are doing is that they're renting out residential IP addresses and setting up the infrastructure to bounce the traffic off of there. It's kind of a arms race cat and mouse thing that's going on. And it's interesting to watch, because eventually I'm sure that they will stop doing this and think it's ridiculous or whatever. But yeah, that's kind of how it's working now.
I mean, for instance, like you said, I mean, I usually mostly use mine to get access to certain things I want to watch not so much Netflix, because to be perfectly honest, now in Panama I don't find the need to anymore, because Netflix, so much of their stuff is now all their own, that you don't have this issue with, oh, you can't watch it in this place or you can't watch it in that place. I mean, why don't we just have a standardized form of across the board?
Lawyers, I think it's you have to. Maybe we should invite an intellectual property lawyer to explain the whole dynamics of the situation, because I'm sure it's fascinating.
Well, we're making our way up to the top of the hour. What do you got planned this week? Are you keeping busy? Any shows coming up? Anything new coming out this week?
Well, everybody's talking about that Dahmer show on Netflix.
That's, oh yeah, I was mentioning that yesterday.
Yeah, Maybe we can, you know, watch it together and with some fava beans and a nice Chianti. But really, what I am looking forward is I'm traveling to Buenos Aires on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be all week there in Argentina, talking to customers and partners of the firm that I work for. So that's going to be an interesting couple of days. I'm going to check my calendar and see if I can make it to next Thursday's show. So I'll keep you posted and let you know between today and tomorrow.
All right, Alec. Perfect. Well, you have a safe trip.
Thank you.
And enjoy.
I'll definitely take my adapter.
Oh, yes, please do. And your little go bag.
That too.
Don't forget your go cookies, because you can get go cookies, you know.
Well, I would get, what do they call them? The big round ones that look like macaroons that went to college.
I remember.
Alfajor.
Oh, yeah, alfajor. Okay.
I get some alfajores. That's going to be awesome.
All right. Well, look, you keep safe. And very much thanks for everything. And all being well, we'll speak to you next week. But if not, no problem. Just, enjoy your trip. And let's hope business is good.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Dr. Computer Alex Newman with us this morning. Big thanks, as always, to Alex. And I wish him safe travels. We're just a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour right now, 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, we've got it for you in a few minutes' time. Just to remind you, in the last hour of this morning's program, we're going to be chatting with Isabel Fernandez, and we're going to be talking about an event which is to educate and raise awareness about the position of women in society, and to publicize some success stories of women who can offer. So this is all thanks to their own experiences. So that's coming up in the last segment of this morning's program. As for right now, well, I think we'll go on and check out the news, shall we?
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Have the best weekend plan for you. This and every Friday, visit Aventica Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy their happy hour with 50% discount off cocktails and starters. Starting at 4 p.m, order everything from a pisco sour and a margarita to mussels and shrimp wontons at half the regular price. And on Saturdays and Sundays, bottomless mimosas for $15. Aventica at PH Towers, Calle 66 and Calle 50. We're waiting for you with free parking and our pet-friendly terrace. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie. I tell you what, just one more thing. You make your way into, well, you're already in the office now, aren't you? Don't forget lunchtime. Yep, that's only, what, 2 hours and 45 minutes away. Our friends at De Gourmet Store, the delicatessen and speciality food shop, now is also in Paitia Mall next to the Panama Clinic. There you'll find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafoods, tapas, and recognized wines as well. And don't forget, gourmet products, take those away as well. Heat and enjoy. Yes, they've got gourmet products you take away, warm it up, and having lunch and enjoy it. So some great choices for you. The Gourmet Store there in the Paitia Mall. Time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 13 minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Oh, little Gina,
first of those two was Carry On, Wayward Man, and that was from Kansas. And singing about Jeannie, Little Jeannie, that's Elton John. Time on The Breakfast Show, we are 24 minutes, that's after the hour of 9 o'clock this morning. And I tell you what, Frank Sinatra, Nancy Sinatra, yes, Nancy Sinatra. Stupid Things. Got that coming up after this one, which is Something Stupid.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. Though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Something stupid again. It's not that I don't love you, I do. It's just I'm in this black hole so blue. Now I've done something stupid again. And now it's little lies and alibis and the second phone. Can't make it home.
stupid thing that I heard.
Record Stupid Things, following on there from Something Stupid. And that was the Sinatras, yes, Nancy and Frank. Keane, by the way, that's the name of the band, with Stupid Things, an English alternative rock band. They come from East Sussex, formed in 1995. Spent a lot of my young childhood around East Sussex way. My father was a detective in the East Sussex Police, Detective Sergeant. Anyway, completely digress. The band comprises of Tom Chaplin, Tim Rice-Oxley, Richard Hughes, and Jesse Quinn. And there was the original lineup included the founder and the guitarist, Dominic Scott, who left in 2001. They did take a bit of a hiatus, in actual fact, from 2014 to 18, but they kicked off, as I say, in 1995. Good song. Stupid Things. The unmistakable voice of this one, the Rag and Bone Man. Fade to nothing.
Don't you be so foolish. Think that I'll be around. Mind up, yeah. Your feet on solid ground. Your feet on solid ground. I could be anyone, anyone. As long as you got every single thing you want. Think you've been running this show all alone. That's where you got me wrong. Ask for my opinion. You can't face the truth. Every time I leave myself open, you're lying me up to lose. How many times can we put ourselves through?
this war, like all the lovers that have been here before. How many times can we watch this fade into nothing? No nothing, no nothing at all.
There we go. That is the Rag and Bone Man, and fading to nothing. Time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 25 minutes. That's before the hour of 10 o'clock. Our guests are sort of just arriving into the studio, so they'll be with us in just a few seconds. So I'm going to put this is something fairly quick. Baby a Go Go by Smokey Robinson. Smokey Robinson and Baby a Go-Go. Time on the Breakfast Show, 22 minutes. That's before the hour of 10 o'clock this morning on the Breakfast Show. I'm very happy to introduce our guests for this segment. We've got Isabel Fernandez with us. Good morning to you.
Hi, Jerry. Nice to meet you. Thank you for having us here and giving us the space to tell you a bit about Empu Woman. This is an event that has got us very filled with pride. I'm here with Reynaldo, who is also producing the event with us in Hello. Cardigan's group.
Good morning, Reynaldo.
How are you, Jerry?
I'm pretty good.
Long time no seeing you.
I know.
I've been here before. I don't know if you remember me.
Before the pandemic, I know that much.
No, yeah, with IF Panama.
We really love you down there. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, actually, yeah. You're truly an inspiration for us. Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you. And I tell you what, you must be very fit. You gave me your handbag.
Yeah. It's,
I had to use two arms to lift it. It's, you know, that's
my secret. I don't have the time to work out, so I just have my purse Just throw everything in there so I can be fit, as you say.
She's known as the second Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Well, Mary Poppins wouldn't fly with that, trust me.
She will leave it in the floor and then go.
Fly away, yeah.
Anyway, look, great to have you with us. Let's get started because you've got an event coming up, Empo Women. We've heard of Expo. This is Empo Women. Tell us a little bit about it. How did it all come about? What was the idea behind it?
Well, Empo Women, at Cardigans Group, we have a focus to connect with emotions, and that's basically the inspiration to develop this concept. Empo Women is an event we're producing in alliance with Multiplaza.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's basically, to tell you a long story, a bit shorter, an event that's going to take place on October 13th in Plaza de la Luna at Multiplaza. Basically, we're going to gather a few stories of amazing, successful women who can inspire us in some way, giving us some tips, some sound advice to become better versions of ourselves. So it's going to take place from 12 at noon until basically the mall closes at 8 p.m.
Oh, okay. And how is this formatted? What's it going to be made up of?
Yes, we're going to have 8 spaces where 2 or 3 women, they're going to tell their stories. We have people with amazing women with background in art, in music, in Latin America. And in Panama, of course, and we're closing with Erika de la Vega, who is an amazing, how would you describe Erika? I mean, she's an actress, she's a writer.
Woman at the end of the day.
Yeah, and she inspires a lot. So what we're going to do is basically gather 2 or 3 amazing women that they're going to speak about themselves and then how they have been through, you know, all their life and all their careers and how they... You know, they inspire other women to make their own.
Yeah, we're going to be counting with profiles such as Erika, as Reinaldo was saying, but we're also going to be counting on Maritereli, Bettina Romina, Paola Carballeda, Yoshiris Peña, Maisa Perez Condacin. They're really examples of amazing women that have somehow succeeded, even in industries that are usually male-dominated, if we can say that.
Right.
So I think it's very inspiring, and we're really proud to be counting.
Actually, in art, Ingrid Icaza just confirmed herself that she's going to be... She's having a panel with Anita Loinas, so it's going to be art everywhere.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a blast.
Okay.
For sure.
Because sadly, I mean, we recently lost one of the women, and I was had a lot of respect for fashion designer, Helen Breebart.
Yes.
She sadly passed away, because we just had the fashion show, didn't we?
Wow.
This week. But, I mean, empowering women, I was talking this morning when I was sort of mentioning you were coming on, and when you think about it, I mean, there are some incredible women around. If you look right now, we've got, I'm not so sure, but we'll have to see how it works out. But we've got Liz Truss, who's the Prime Minister now in the United Kingdom.
Yeah,
we've got the head of the European Union. She is a woman.
Yes.
I mean, women are more than capable.
Yeah,
sure, they are.
Progress we've seen internationally. But Panama, in fact, has been in a scenario of this progress that I feel very proud of, and I think it's something we're going to get there step by step. I'm not saying it's something we have conquered already, but we do have examples of women leading, for example, financial entities or the Camera of Commerce, for example. And that's
we actually were talking with Senora Galindo the other day.
Yes,
exactly. Actually, the CEO from Banismo is a woman, for example. And she has been in bank like more than 20 years. She has worked right before when it was Chase and right before when it was HSBC. So she has a long story in the bank industry. So hearing their stories, you know, how they made it in a scenario full of men, like cannibalism, you know, it's such a great story. And for us, it's one of the things that has us very happy is that it's a completely free event.
Right.
So just register yourself, or if you don't have time to register yourself and you go to the mall that day, you can be in the event. So you don't have to pay anything.
Oh, that's wonderful. Where exactly in Multiplaza is it going to take?
It's going to be in Plaza de la Luna. If you're bad at directions like I am.
Starbucks.
Exactly.
You got it.
You got it,
yeah.
You know it by heart, right?
I know, but yeah. In fact, the British Embassy had a street party there for the when we had the Jubilee for the Queen, and then they had a street party in the same place. So, that's a good area.
So you're familiarized,
yeah. Yeah, it's a good area. Yeah, excellent. I mean, where do you see What do you see as the main reason for women not getting the, if you like, the recognition, the power that they get? I mean, let me just give you a quick example. When I came here in 1993 and I set up a company in the oil business, that was my my trade. One of the first people I employed was a lady. She was then my administrator and she was with me ad infinitum. I paid her what she was worth. In other words, I paid her what she was worth to me, which is what somebody would earn in the UK in that position. Because to me, it doesn't make any difference to me whether you're a woman, whether you're a man, whether you're gay, whether you're straight, whether you're, you know, whatever. As long as you, it's about doing the job. And it's giving the opportunity for women, I think, to actually prove themselves. They're held back at an early stage, and I think that's a lot of the problem.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, when my administrator retired, the CSS got on to me and said, did you really pay her this much? Because,
wow.
You know, because she was claiming her pension and they couldn't believe somebody that she would earn that much money.
Yeah,
I think that's amazing. I think society has been somehow shaped into believing women don't have necessarily the place in society to play those roles. I do think there's been a change, and people as yourself have been recognizing the value that women have and the role that we play and what we're good for and what we can make a change, and that's interesting. I do believe that lately it has been changing. In fact, as Ray was mentioning, this is going to be a free event, but it's going to be a free event thanks to those brands who believe in the premise of female empowerment and gender equality. That's not because society is in a pause or stuck in those beliefs. I think that's perfect proof that enterprises believe in the power of women, and they're not willing to only diffuse the message internally, but they're willing to invest into getting this message across to the general public. There are brands such as Coner, Publimobil, Loimprimes.com, Nike, that are really willing to make an effort to become agents of difference in the world, of change.
Yeah, to make a change.
Right. And I think, yes, ma'am, is it Min Chin? Is it? She was up on the stock board when her company went to probably she's from Panama. She started here, and she's progressed dramatically in the world of tech in Silicon Valley now.
Yeah, I think what's amazing, Jerry, is that we've been having conversations for months now with different profiles, different brands, different companies, and every single time they've been pointing out different women who have really made a difference, and that's exciting. That's moving, and we really believe that this event portrays exactly that. We want to give a microphone to those women who are really making a change in the world and who are standing up not only for themselves but for the female community. And we really believe in that. And as I told you in the beginning, it fills us with so much joy and pride. And we truly, truly, truly want to get this message across. And we really thank you for giving us this space to be able to do so.
No, I mean, not at all. I mean, as I said, you know, I've always believed, and I can, you know, women play football, they play football professionally. Now they're starting to get recognized. Now they're starting to earn the same kind of money as men's football. And I tell you what, it's much more enjoyable and, well, much more exciting when you watch the sport. So, no, but where do you feel the hang-up is? Where do you feel that there's, you know, if you're a woman, you're starting on, what is it that is blocking you? Is it
it has different layers. For example, it is the main one, how people perceive you as a woman. Maybe you have some rocks in the way, to put it out in a way. You're going to probably raise a family. You're going to have a baby. But then again, so are men. So that's something that should be shaped and understood, that family is something of men and women, or women and women.
Both,
Sure. And that's one of the things. And also, it's a consequence of whenever you hear, women are not meant to be in this place, of course you're going to doubt yourself. So it's also something that we have to change within ourselves. And that's why these women are going to make a change, because they're going to inspire other women that are in a more vulnerable position to understand, we're not only able to do it, but we're going to succeed. And we're going to excel. And we have all that it takes to be amazing and to make every single industry or every single facet of our lives, good. Not only good. incredible.
Tell me what you think of it from this perspective then, because, you know, having been a businessman, having run companies, and employed women, like I mean, but what do you think of this thing? Well, we have to have 50% of the board have to be women.
Well, I'm all for 100% being women.
Can be 90, so there are a few men.
What I think you're missing the point. No, what I'm trying to get at is basically saying you have to hire women whether or not they're qualified.
Exactly.
No, you don't have to hire women. You're going to be proud of hiring women.
No, but what I'm saying is that, you know, I've had that position where we've had, you know, boards and whatever.
Yeah.
I don't have a doubt whatsoever in hiring women, but I hire people, women or men, that are qualified to do the job. To turn around to me and say, well, your board has to be 50% women. Well, what if I don't have 50% women that are capable of doing the job? This is what I'm saying. You have to go further down through the chain. And I think it is happening. Women are getting more and more. You've got to move up to go forward.
Yeah, and you know. I don't think the message is kind of negative when it's imposed. Like, you have to have 50%
mm-hmm,
women.
Mm-hmm.
And it also makes us feel like, yeah, I'm only, like, there to...
A number.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But when women get prepared and we have the diplomas and the experience to prove, like, we deserve the place, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be about, yeah, you have to get to this number. It should mm-hmm. be about mm-hmm. their profile fits exactly for the position we mm-hmm. need to fill.
Mm-hmm.
For example, at Cardigans, we have, like, 90% of the people that are women.
Yeah.
Actually, incredible. Sure. And you know a few of them, right, Jasmine? They are beautiful. They are really smart. They are passionate. They are the best of the best. So, I mean, I was thinking about if Isa was a woman or a man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I look up all the things she has done
mm-hmm.
in her career, in her life, and we thought she was the one to be the manager of us, you
mm-hmm.
know? So
mm-hmm.
it didn't matter if she was a woman or if it were a man, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, for us, it was more about the person. It was more about what the person could bring and could take us and could shake us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes mm-hmm. At the companies, we think that we're fine and it shouldn't be that way. And when you get someone from the outside to shake you, and it was the case for when we met Isa.
Mm-hmm.
So when she began being part of the group. So we are really happy to actually empower our women and to empower mm-hmm. women from the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, 50% of this program.
Exactly.
It's a wonderful woman. Yeah.
Isn't it? Yes. Yeah. And well, 75% women. 25%.
The more the merrier, so we're fine.
I've said it, and I'll say it again. You know, if there's no Yasmin, there's no breakfast show. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, and we fully applaud that.
You know, like, that's, you know.
But no, if you weren't for Isa, there wouldn't be any Empo woman, so.
No, well, I mean, it doesn't apply to women either. I mean, it's you know, I don't know whether I'm different or not, but I don't see color, I don't see religion, I see people. And
exactly.
is how that person interacts with me is how I will see that person. No other way. Nothing will taint it.
Absolutely. And that mentality, it's what really brings out the best in companies
mm-hmm.
and enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that little by little, people are starting to get that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in a few years from now, we're going to have this conversation again. And we're going to say, wow, look how...
No, we will. We'll be having men in here saying, we want a job.
How can we do it?
No, because if you want to go back to the days of the caveman, you know, the woman would look after the cave and the man would go out hunting. We could go back to that. The women can do the work and the men can go and play golf.
Yeah. Which is actually happening. It is happening.
So
it doesn't depend on gender. It depends on what you want to do and what you're able
exactly.
to do. And
exactly.
Yeah, well, and what you can achieve and how you inspire other
mm-hmm.
people. That,
mm-hmm.
I think that's... A huge coincidence we have in all the panelists is that all of them inspire people.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they do, whatever they write, whatever they sing, whatever they artistic way put on the list, they are the best of the best.
Sure.
So we're really happy about it.
All right, let's remind everybody, it's going to be at Multiplaza on the 13th of October.
Yes.
And again, you're going to be having speaking...
Yes.
We're going to be having speakers such as Erika de la Vega, Maritere Lee, Piki Subieta, Bettina Romina, mm-hmm. Ingrid de Icaza, Paola Carballeda, Maisa Pérez Condacín, Nicole Ballarino, Anita Loinastre, Cris Peña.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
We have Piki.
We have a good lineup.
We have Piki in here as well, not so long ago.
With the book?
You do?
With the book, yeah.
Nice. She's amazing, right?
Yeah, she's fun. Yeah,
yeah, she is. And she has a really good message.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, one of the best gatherings that we're going to have is one of course with the real empowered woman. We're going to have Nicola Ballarino from Nicolina Salidulce, Yosiris Peña from Moro Moreno, and it's going to be really good.
Yeah,
we've been rehearsing and it's going to be great.
So that's wonderful. So it's just going to be there in the Plaza de la Luna in Modulus, and
yeah.
So people will just be able to wander up and wander off. Is that how it's going to work? Or?
Well, we do have a registration that you can get on our website, www.projectocardigans.com. So you can subscribe and reserve your spot because it's going to be crowded. I'm proud
I think
to say,
so, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So it's really good to get in there and, you know, like reserve your spot and to go to whichever of the panels interests you.
That's great.
Actually, we're going to have screens and we're going to have some of the allies are going to, they're going to be having a little small like activation for the brands. So everybody is invited to attend the event. I mean, we want women, but it will be great if we have a lot of men also.
Yeah, okay. The interesting thing is this is a platform to give tools to women, but it's also an educational platform for men to understand.
Absolutely, yeah. Because it's men is the men are the problem, I guess, really. They're
well,
the
I don't want to say the problem. Well, I just want to say that
we can be part of the solution.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's keep it on a positive note.
Very diplomatic, yeah. And on that note, we're going to have to say goodbye. Isabel, thank you so very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
And Ronaldo, and good luck on the 13th.
Yes.
And we'll be in touch to find out how it goes.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you. If you want to follow up with any information, just follow us in our social media profiles at @pcardigans.
Yes. Okay, we will do that. We'll put some information about that on our website today as well. So there we go. That's a very big thank you. To Ronaldo and to Isabel. And Isabel will be putting some information about that on our website today, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. And also a big thanks this morning go out to Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, for being with us talking tech. To Ingrid for her outdoor story of country folk for today. To Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, and my social media and everything else. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. The boys and girls of Group of God will keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. If you want to join us, just get in touch with us on our WhatsApp, 677-188-22, or you can call Yasmin on 223-5162. What's tomorrow? Oh, TGIF. Yes, thank God it's Friday tomorrow. We're all looking forward to that, aren't we? So please, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, especially if you're behind the wheel of a car, you're moving and not in a pothole somewhere, be careful, all right? We want to be talking to you tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.